listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt. Matt?
Hey, everybody. So sorry I'm late. I just got done with my audition.
Audition? What audition?
Well, Julie, all that singing and talk about the Psalms last episode inspired me to try out for American Idol.
What? No way.
Yes way. There just happened to be auditions in town, and I think I did pretty good.
That is so cool, Matt. I gotta ask, what did you sing?
Our new song, of course, God's True Word.
Wow, that's so cool. You know, speaking of American Idol, today's story from the Bible is about when God's people worshipped an idol instead of the one true God.
So, I'm not exactly sure what an idol is, but that doesn't sound good.
That's okay, Matt. And you're right. It's not good.
So what is it then? An idol?
Well, I could try to explain it, but I think we might know someone who could do a much better job of telling us all about it.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
My friend Wade, the blacksmith.
Blacksmith? You mean one of those guys who, like, make stuff out of metal?
You got it. Wade has a really cool shop. And guess what? He loves visitors.
Well, then, let's just make like a tree and get out of here.
Well, here we are. And there's my friend Wade.
Welcome to my shop, Julie and Matt. First, let's put on these special aprons and goggles.
Aprons? All right, I am starving. What are we cooking? I could really go for a hot pocket right now.
The only thing that we'll be heating up here is metal. These aprons are made out of leather, and they're designed to keep your clothes and skin from getting burned. When I'm bending and shaping white-hot metal over the anvil, you bet there's going to be some sparks flying. I'd hate for you to get a hole in your shirt.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I definitely don't want that. Thanks for letting us borrow your aprons. You have a lot of really cool stuff in your shop. Can you tell us about what all's in here?
Yeah, all the tools you see, I use to make things out of metal. Hammers, pliers, my anvil. See how it works? Is this. I take a piece of metal and I get it really, really hot by putting it into my furnace. Then, while it's hot, I use my hammers and other tools to bend and shape the metal before it cools off. When it cools off, I put it back into the furnace, and I heat it up, and I do it all over again. Heat, hammer time. Heat, hammer time. And then I heat it up and up and up, and I stop.
Hammer time. So cool, Wade. You make some pretty neat stuff in here. Matt and I were hoping you could also teach us about idols. In our story today, God's people are worshiping idols instead of the one true God. Could you help us understand what an idol is?
An idol, Yeah, sure, I could sum that up. Simply put, an idol is anything that we love and trust more than God. An idol can be anything, an object, a person, a feeling, a place, even an event or an activity like a sport or a video game.
Wow, so idols are things that still exist today? Not just in Bible times?
That's right, Matt. Idols have been around ever since Adam and Eve first sinned in the garden. In Bible times, and even in today, in certain parts of the world, people would make or create an object to represent their idol, usually out of metal, like what I do in my shop. They would use the same methods and same tools that I use to make the objects out of metals, and sometimes out of bronze, silver, or even gold. Things like a statue, except not a statue of art that you would get to see at a museum or something. No, these statues were created to be worshipped. People would sing to these statues, bring gifts and offering to these statues, and even, kind of weird, but bow down to these statues.
Really? That's so sad.
Yeah, Matt, it is sad. People who worship idols instead of the one true God are putting their hope, their trust into something that can't help or be there for them at all. God loves us and wants us to worship him, not the idols or false gods. That's why he very specifically says in the second commandment to not make or build idols. It says, "You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that in the water under the earth. You should not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
Yep, I'd say that's pretty clear, all right.
Wow, Wade, this has really helped me understand what the Bible means when it talks about idols. Thank you so much for letting us check out your shop.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. And you're welcome anytime.
We won't keep you from your work any longer, Wade. Thanks again. We better get. It's time for us to bail.
I see what you did there, Julie. Nice. See you later.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. God, thank you so much for your word. And thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Last episode, we did a lot of singing because we looked at some of the songs or psalms that King David wrote. Because David loved God, he worshiped him. Do you remember what worship is? Worship is telling or showing someone or something that they are most valuable. The Bible teaches us that only God deserves our worship. And one of the ways we worship is by singing to and about him.
Sadly, many years after David was no longer king, the Israelites had a new king who didn't worship God. That's sad. Can you make a sad face? Nice. Today, we're going to learn about how God reminded the Israelites that he is the one true God. Can you make a happy face? Good job.
The new king and a lot of God's people had forgotten what God had taught them, mainly that they should worship God by loving and trusting him. Instead, they started worshiping a false or fake God called Baal. Baal was an idol. On the count of three, say idol. One, two, three, idol. Idol is anything that we love and trust more than God.
The king wanted to worship Baal, and he got all of the prophets of Israel to worship Baal too. A prophet is a messenger of God, someone who speaks for God. Can you put your hands around your mouth like you are speaking through a megaphone and say, Only worship God. Good. Sadly, these prophets did not love and trust God most anymore.
But there was one prophet who still loved and trusted God most. His name was Elijah. On the count of three, say Elijah. One, two, three. Elijah. Elijah knew that only God should be loved and trusted, and he told the king and everyone else that they should stop trying to worship both God and Baal.
Back when Elijah was alive, God's people would make sacrifices to God. A sacrifice is when we give something special and valuable to God to show that he is better. People would use stones and build a big altar, and then they would put an animal on that altar and offer it to God. Elijah told the prophets who worshiped Baal to get a sacrifice ready and ask Baal to send down fire to light the altar to see if he was a real God.
Elijah knew that Baal was not real. Can a fake God hear people talking to him? Can he do anything? No way. Elijah knew that the prophets could talk to Baal all day long and ask him to send down fire, but nothing would happen. Baal couldn't answer the prayers of the prophets because Baal was not real.
So the prophets asked Baal to send down fire over and over again. They danced, they jumped up and down, and they asked Baal to send fire down on the altar. Do you think anything happened? No.
Elijah knew that God was real and that Baal was not. He knew that God could easily send fire down. He knew that God wants to talk with us. That means that God hears and responds to the prayers of his people.
Now it was Elijah's turn. He had his own altar for a sacrifice to God, and he told people to dump lots and lots and lots of water all over the altar. Elijah told them to pour water on the altar not just one time or two times, but 3 times. Do you know what happens to fire when you put water on it? The fire goes out.
Elijah knew only God was strong enough to send fire down onto a soaking, wet altar. That was not too hard for God. So Elijah prayed and asked God to send down a fire.
Wow, let's get an even closer look at what Elijah prayed by reading right from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. The passage we're going to be reading can be found in the Old Testament, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verses 37 and 38. Don't worry, I'll give you a moment to find it. 1 Kings 18, 37 through 38. Remember, it's always okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? 1 Kings 18, 37 through 38 says, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all of these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that these people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back.
Elijah prayed and asked God to send down a fire because it would show that God is the one true God. God alone should be loved and trusted most. And guess what? God heard Elijah's prayer and he sent down a fire that burned the offering and even soaked up all the water.
Elijah knew that God should be loved and trusted most. And he knew that God wants to talk with us. Elijah prayed and asked God to show all the people that he was more powerful than anyone or anything else. God heard Elijah's prayer and he answered him.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 Second Fly-Through Review.
That's right, and our friend Wade is back to play our game with us. So tell us how to play, Wade.
All right. I'm going to ask you 6 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everybody. Are you ready?
Because here we go.
Okay, question number 1. What is an idol?
Anything that we love and trust more than God.
Question number 2. Elijah told the false prophets who loved and trusted Baal to ask Baal to do something. What did they ask Baal to do?
Set the altar on fire and burn up everything.
Question number 3. Did Baal answer these false prophets?
Nah.
No.
Question number 4. Why didn't Baal answer the people when they called out to him?
Because he isn't real.
Question number 5. What did Elijah ask God to do?
Set the altar on fire and burn up the offering.
Great job. This is our last question. Did God answer Elijah?
Yes! Fire came down
and burned up the altar.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so. But now it's time to live like it's true. This week, spend time every day talking to God in prayer, believing that He is attentive. That means He hears and answers prayers. Remember, God wants to talk with us.
And don't forget, one more thing. Let's do a Bible challenge check-in. How's it going? Have you and your family gotten to read God's word or pray together this week? Don't forget, we're trying to find at least 3 days each week to spend time with God. And if you haven't yet, print off your tracker so you can see how you're doing.
Now let's worship together with our new song. Today's song reminds us that the Bible is God's true word.
It's the Bible, God's true word. It's the Bible, God's true word. It is from who?
God.
About who?
God.
It's the Bible, God's true word.
It's the Bible, God's true word. It's the Bible, God's true word. It is from who?
God.
About who?
God.
It's the Bible, God's true word.
In other testaments, there are two. It's the old and the new. There we have the books with all the names, like Genesis, Job, and James. Here we find the chapters and the verses. Chapters are the big numbers, and the verses are the little numbers.
It's the Bible, God's true word. It's the Bible, God's true word. It is from who?
God.
About who?
God.
It's the Bible, God's true word.
It's the Bible, God's true word.
It's the Bible, God's true word.
It is from who?
God.
About who?
God.
It's the Bible, God's true word.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about Elijah, you can turn to 1 Kings chapter 18 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.